Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And we're having a great, about to have a great visit with our good friend Deborah Fine. Deborah is the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. She is one of the great speakers and trainers of helping people to collaborate, to network, to get organized, to communicate better. And she's here to talk to us about that very thing. Deborah Fine, welcome back to the show.
It's so great to be here, Jim, and happy holidays to all your listeners.
You too. Thanks.
If they're slowing down, I hope it's because they want to.
Exactly.
Not because they had to. Right,
exactly. Hey, Deborah, thanks for being here. I was talking, I don't know if you heard me introducing you in a previous segment.
I did, of 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, what do you think about in case you just got here, I was talking about, you know, we talk about networking a lot, but one of the things that I prefer to really talk about, which I think is the root of all of social media, it's the root of all networking, it's the root of all things that happen that's of a quality and of effective way between human beings, and that's the concept of community. What do you think?
Well, I agree, and you said it so well, because we are all a part of community, and some people, I think that's where the challenge can be also, though, people who use Facebook, for instance, and LinkedIn and Twitter, and what they forget is that part of really being part of a community is that face-to-face interaction as well.
Yeah.
Because it's almost too easy now to find everybody you went to high school with, to find everybody that's LinkedIn
right.
to somebody else,
right.
and to just issue invitations to people that you've never met.
But there are people who have connected to me on Facebook, or I have to them, that I haven't seen in 25 or I don't even want to think about how long. And
right.
we wouldn't have connected had it not been for that. So
it's a great thing. It's a great tool. But being sent a part of community, I mean, at this time of year, it's helping people who are in need, too. That's all I'm
right.
saying, that part of being in community is not just sitting at your desk. You know,
right.
a desk is a very dangerous place to view the world. So I agree with you, and that's not my quote, by the way. A desk is a very dangerous place to view the world. I hope everybody heard that.
Yeah.
Jean Leclerc, the famous author. Because I think more and more, you're absolutely right. We connect with people. I know I've had amazing opportunities. I believe I've helped people because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I just say, just make sure you don't get locked into just being at your desk, though. Right?
Well, that's the reason why I prefer the current term community, because community is the broad umbrella under which all these other things exist, whether it be face-to-face, a phone call, a letter, whatever you're doing. The idea is that you've got all these different communities. I mean, if you and I stopped and think about it, you and I could probably come up with 100 different communities that we're part of. And the unique thing about that is that we're the nexus of all of them.
I agree.
We're the one person maybe connects to all of them.
Right. And also, that's what's wonderful about social media, is that you can see that 6 degrees of separation. Oh, Jim Blasingame, he knows that person. I know that person.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have even known unless I got to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you. It's so great. It's just so exciting to be a part of so many communities and to develop more each day. I think we all are doing that, right?
I think we are, but I do think that some people. The reason I'm on this soapbox about the communities. Is Deborah, I don't think I've ever told you this, but my audience knows this. They're rolling their eyes right now. They know what I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the term social media.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's an unfortunate term.
Am I in trouble? I'm asking.
No, because I say it all the time. I use it. It's a handy term. People use it.
What do you say?
Building online customer communities.
Okay.
For businesses. I don't mind if you want to talk to your sister or your neighbor on Facebook and call that social media. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is businesses using the term social media and that getting in their way of understanding how the ROI of this. If they'll think about it as building customer communities online, that sounds more like I can make a profit doing that, maybe, you know, or I can find more customers making that.
Absolutely. If people are, if your small business listener is avoiding it because, number one, either they're my age and go, oh, that's ridiculous. Okay, or they just don't, they look at it as a...
Wait a minute, right, Deborah, the 25-year-olds love this.
Well, no, I said if they're my age.
That's what I mean. Yeah, work with me. I'm trying to be charming.
But even, you know, I have to tell you, even my husband, who we've never discussed on air, he finally is going to get a website. Now, he's a periodontist. Now, that's a small business, right?
Right. Okay. He's got to have a website.
Well, he doesn't, But, you know, he's got this new laser or whatever, and now he realizes that it's not just social media.
Right.
Now he realizes it's the way to connect with his patients. And this is the key for business people. It's a way to educate your customers. I mean, they call them patients. We call them customers and clients.
Right.
But you want to be a resource for them. So they'll come to you, so you'll be the master of that, right?
And
number two, be the expert on whatever it is that you're selling or providing.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do it is with these communities. And you can be the expert, and people will come to you to seek out help.
Exactly.
Right?
There's no question about it. And see, I you're exactly right, and good for your husband for doing this. He needs to be doing it.
He's even older than us.
He'll be amazed at how much business he will get from this, especially since I know he does a good job. I mean, if you're a good provider of services, the community building is the best thing that can happen. You'll have more business you know what to do with if you build communities.
Well, absolutely. And plus, people feel more comfortable and well-informed when they would enter.
Right.
And I think that's the key. But I can tell you a story of somebody that I work with who does skylights, okay? And he used those communities that you're talking about, because I'm changing my jargon now, Tim, because of you. You know, I'm not going to use those words anymore that we just talked about earlier. And he's here in Colorado, and what he did is he became the expert on skylights. The expert.
Yeah.
He blogs about it,
yeah,
writes about it, and business from all over the country. I mean,
wow,
it's just amazing just through building those communities on Facebook and LinkedIn and Washington.
And because he was the nexus of one community,
exactly,
then other people, and guess what? His customer communities are what's getting his business out there.
Absolutely.
And you start with one customer.
Because he's an expert where people can go for help. And that's what we all have to be for our customers.
That's right. That's right.
You know, in the community.
So think of your work, folks, online when you're trying to use these platforms that are out there. Don't think of it, as you've heard me say 100,000, maybe 1,000 times, don't think of it as using social media. Think of it as I'm building customer communities, and you're not only want to go there more often, but I think you'll do a better job while you're there. Deborah Fine is our guest. The book is called The Fine Art of Small Talk. Deborah, what's your website, please?
DeborahFine.com, DeborahFine.com.
It's outstanding. The book, The Fine Art of Small Talk, is right there, too. Quick break, right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.